It's somewhere near 10 o'clock. It's Thursday morning, I believe, if I'm correct, Shane. I'm not sure. I think it's Thursday. When you're retired, it's hard to know what day it is.
Yeah, every day's a groundhog day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's same as every other day. So
yeah, there you go.
Hey, if you're just joining us, why not subscribe, hit the notification bell, and you'll never miss another podcast. We'll let you know whenever we're on in any time zone where you happen to be. So just click that subscribe button, ring the notification bell real loudly, and you'll never miss another podcast. Also, if you'd like to support us monetarily, because there is a couple of dollars invested in putting these things on, and we'd appreciate your support there. There's a link in the description below. And we do these on StreamYard, and there's also a link to StreamYard below if you'd like to try it out for free. It's a pretty good deal. Also, the award-winning Tom and Shane write on Medium.com. So there is a link in the descriptions below to all of our articles if you'd like to check that out. And our topic today is we need bees, Shane. We need bees. And there's 2 trillion bees in the world right now. And 100 million colonies or managed beehives out there. And 20,000 bee species in the world. So what's going on with the bees?
Well, there just seems to be an amazing quandary with regards to the dying off of certain species. The bumblebee in North America is basically gone. It was a major pollinator for wheat and corn. Of course, those are important. Africa doesn't have as much of a problem because they have honeybirds. They actually have honeybirds that do the pollinating as well. But with 80% of the world's food coming from plants, it's sort of an important topic to talk about, let people know and understand what's going on. But it seems that what you can look at that qualifies as an issue with this diminishing population of bees is genetically modified foods that came around in the late 80s, early 90s, 1988 to be specific, with Roundup and Monsanto. So it's one of those hard-pressed things about it that makes it rather difficult to understand because scientists haven't been able to specifically determine. Well, but, you know, one of the most important things that the bees create, of course, is honey. I mean, that's what they create.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's 9,000 years old, the beverages that they ferment. I mean, honey will survive indefinitely because it's it doesn't break down. And if any kind of fungi is introduced to it, it ferments. So, you know, they have discovered fermented beverages from 9,000 to 10,000 years ago. And, you know, they used yeast to ferment it into what was called mead, beer principally, because the water in the Nile, particularly where it first was started to be developed, you know, was poisoning people. So, you know, that's what they drank. And, of course, the pharaohs provided it, their homes, their clothing. And so people would go out and build and harvest. But the great thing about the fermentation of honey is it also resulted in the adding of actual fruits as well to the mead, which started creating 3,000 years ago, you know, whiskey, alcohol. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been a major part of the globe and the global economy for 10,000 years. Yeah,
that's for sure. Well, the bumblebees declined 89%, and it's extinct in 8 states, and more on the way, apparently. So it's completely disappeared and rare in other states. So this is getting pretty serious. Some possible causes might be habitat loss. Pesticides are probably the biggest thing. Pesticides are used on the plants and things that people grow. climate change, I don't know about that, but disease, other factors, but it does seem to be a serious problem, and we're wondering what because what 80% of what we eat comes from flowered plants. So
that's right, and over 90% of all the flowering plants on the planet, which you know it's not a small amount. There's, you know, there's over 100 and well, almost 200,000 different species of plants, including over 1,200 different type of species of edible plants. So yeah, it's relatively important. Pollination, a bee, male or female, or worker bee will take pollen from, you know, a plant to a male or female plant, or a male plant to a female plant, and that provides the opportunity for the ultimate product of the plant, in the case of corn or wheat, to grow. So it's fascinating because when you watch this in the fall or late summer, you know, there's these huge caravans crossing your country of bee harvesters. And, you know, they have these 18-wheeler beds with, you know, hundreds of beehives. And the farmers pay them to put them around, you know, their crops to go out and pollinate. And it's a multi-billion-dollar, $20 billion a year business just in pollinating for, you know, across, and that's just in the United States and Canada. That's, that doesn't include the rest of the world. So it's a huge aspect of the economy, which is why we talk about these things, because you should know about them.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to come up with robots that will do the pollination in the future.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, see, we'll have the robots will be walking up and down the, you know, the aisles of the food and pollinating back and forth. So
that's right. Yeah.
So I'm not worried. Yeah. I'm not worried in the least about this because we'll have robots doing it in the future. So,
but well, Einstein said when he did some studying on bees back in the 30s. That if bees start to disappear, go extinct, that you know, within months, not years, months, man would start dying because of the results. So you know, this is worse than global warming. Yeah. I mean, they picked global warming. They should have talked about bees. Everyone loves bees. Democrats, they always miss the target, Tom.
Yeah.
They should, like, these guys should have picked bees to talk about.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. We definitely need them, that's for sure. So, yeah, it's a growing problem, I guess, that people just, well, it's on the back burner because you know, walking around New York City, you don't see bees, you know, all that often, and you just don't. You know, you go to the grocery store, here's the stuff. So what's the deal?
That's right. Exactly. And their cousins, the wasp, you know, they also pollinate. But, you know, one of the other most important pollinators on the planet are ants.
Yeah.
So, you know, boy, they're always busy looking for something like pollen, that, you know, to feed their nest. And they don't know the difference between a female and a male, luckily.
Yeah. Sure.
So, you know, it ends up on, they'll suck it up, but it's all over their feet and their body. So the pollen, and so then they'll climb a male and, you know, and
get
in there and pollinate. So yeah, it's a fascinating read. Mm-hmm. I mean, I spent, I don't know, 8-10 hours reading all the material. It's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Keith said the picture of you guys on my computer scared me. Well, scares us too, Pete, or Keith rather. We look much better in the afternoon than we do in the morning. So
I think
we gotta I'm not even awake yet fully, so that's our problem. So thanks for watching, Keith, appreciate it.
Well, and I just want to mention, you know, hands up for yeast. I mean, it's a fungus. There are over 15,000 species of yeast, mostly come from the skin of fruit, grapes in particular, and other fruit that left to ferment, you know, create yeast. And so it's incredible how man has adapted. Like, you know, some guy, because to actually produce it takes time, right? I mean, for it to ferment. Yeah. But, you know, we've all seen the movies, you know, where the monks, you know, were creating the mead in England and France and so forth, because that was their big job, because they were the first real, I guess you'd say, honeybee, you know, collectors, right? Was the church, but it was really for the mead and for the, you know, but they got the concept, you know, from Egypt and the Romans and so on. But it's been something that's been around, and man has such an amazing ability to adapt something, you know, and utilize it. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's why I keep saying I'm not that worried about global warming. You know, when you look at what the United States has done just in the past 100 years with automobiles and flight and cell phones and electricity and batteries and everything else, global warming shouldn't even be an issue, I don't think. But anyway, it seems to be. But this is much more serious, because climate change might affect the bees. Some people think it's our cell phone signals are confusing bees or interfering with their their compasses as to how they find things or where they go. And then we've got the hornets that kill bumblebees.
That's right.
They got the other things going on. So, you know, when you think of 8 states that bumblebees are extinct there, that's pretty serious.
Oh, it's huge. And, you know, all these are food producing states that Monsanto basically has taken over with its genetic seeds, you know, and the court cases they won back in the 70s and 80s that forced farmers to only purchase theirs. And, you know, and then farmers would use these genetically altered seeds, and some would blow into the next farmer's property when they were seeding in the spring. And then that farmer was forced by Monsanto to buy just theirs. I mean, man is insidious when he wants to adapt something and has the money politically to, you know, to change the game, so to speak, within Mother Nature. And this gets back to global warming in a sense, again, that, they're secularists. They don't, all these people that believe in global warming, they don't believe in God, you know, or the greatness of miracle. They believe man can change the world, that man has more influence than, you know, call it Mother Nature, call it God, call it, nature.
Yeah.
And, you can actually see how something like a corporation like Monsanto can, be just, incredibly harsh on the environment,
and that's true.
And they don't get anything. There's not a word said about genetically produced food.
Linda says there's a bee farm close by and the honey is awesome and has many benefits. And it does. It's got many health benefits and all kinds of things. It's used in all kinds of products. So it's an important crop of its own. It's sort of a byproduct, but I think you've read, Shane, as I have, that scientists have proved conclusively that bumblebees can't fly with their wingspan and their weight. It's impossible for bumblebees to fly. But somehow they do.
Well, it's sort of like watching the hummingbird, right? But you know, the one thing we have to, I think, mention that's important is that if you're going to use honey, don't use processed honey that you buy at the store. Make sure you go to a farm within 50 miles where you live. That's a fair distance, so you'll find one. Mm-hmm. Get to know them. Buy the bee their honey for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's fresh. It's not processed, so you get the natural benefits of it. But more importantly, it enhances your immune system, particularly people with allergies like me. That's what saved me as a child, was my grandmother went out and, you know, the Hutterites had, you know, fresh honey, and we'd buy it, and that's what I'd have every day with tea, and it actually helped my allergies, you know. It reduced the aggravation and excess of allergies. So don't buy processed food like honey, processed honey. Go and buy it at a farmer's market. Mm-hmm. You'll pay more, but it's the real thing.
Why shortchange yourself? So
exactly.
All right. Any final thoughts on bees, Shane?
Well, it's a major part of the global market of food, you know, and we have to realize that, you know, the global food market generates like, you know, $9 trillion, you know, to global GDP. And so, you know, bees are responsible for like, you know, 2/3 of that, like $6 trillion. This is a big play.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, well, I'm assuming we've got all kinds of people working on this, trying to find out what's killing all the bees and what the problem is. Hopefully, we'll solve that somehow, some way. Mm-hmm. But
if I may, just because this is a part of our library, it's on the record. Mm-hmm. So, with the Fed rate going up to 2.25 to 2.5 yesterday, another 0.75 mm-hmm. raise, which we called. The recession is now double barrel. Two problems. They just passed a $52 billion CHIP Act, which we talked about on the show mm-hmm. Several weeks ago and expected that. But now Manchin's agreeing to another $700 billion, which is really just it's an incredible thing. They decided to dub the $700 billion, the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, which the Senate will vote on next week. I'm telling you folks right now, this recession will get worse. By August, when they reevaluate the GDP, the loss will not be 0.9. This happens all the time. It'll be upgraded to 1.4, probably 1.5. The recession will deepen before Christmas and certainly before the election and Thanksgiving. And if they pass these two bills or anything more before the end of this year, you know, this recession will deepen into January, February, and we may see a depression by spring. That's how bad this is. So I want it on the record because no one's talking about it.
Okay. We will talk about that more in depth on our radio show, which is on Saturday, 8 to 11 a.m. Mountain Time. You can listen live at KMMSAM.com, anywhere in the world. You don't have to join anything. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to leave any personal information of any kind. You are welcome to just tune in and listen. You can call us. You can text us. All of those things. And if you missed any of our past shows, including this one, Tom and Shane past shows are also at KMMSAM.com. Click on Tom and Shane's podcast. Again, nothing to sign up for, nothing to join, nothing you have to do is just go over there and listen. So it's, we've made it as simple as we possibly can for you to do that. You know, so.
Hey, by the way, Eagle Man, what temperature did you hit yesterday? We got to 110 degrees here.
Oh, we're nowhere near that. We're in the 80s. So we're
110, buddy. Yeah. And that was in the shade, shade.
We're pretty comfortable here, so
lucky you.
No problem there. Hey, don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified when we have another podcast. We're here every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. and Mountain Time. So, but you don't have to worry about that if you subscribe and ring the notification bell, because you'll be notified whatever time zone you're in. It won't matter. You know, we'll tell you we got a podcast coming up in an hour or 2 hours or wherever they give you a couple of warnings. So, and like us, leave a comment because, YouTube likes that kind of stuff. You know? So we hope that you enjoyed hearing us today, and we will see you on our next podcast. And that will be coming up. It'll be coming up next Tuesday, but we're on the radio Saturday, 8 to 11, KMMSAM.com. Don't miss it.